Hello guys, my name is Alex Gomez and welcome to this podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about going to school as a 3D animation. And I'm going to give you my thoughts and my own opinions about taking a course or not. So I took a course in Toronto Film School back in 2006. The program name was 3D Computer Animation. And it was all right, but it was really, really expensive. Of course, here in Canada, that was a private school, and like a private college. So it's way more expensive. It cost me like around like $22,000 for just 1 year. So if you guys are gonna go to school, make sure that the school is very, have a good reputation, has a good, and ask around so you guys know if a lot of people get hired from out of school, if they have some placement programs as well. Like I went in my class, we were around like 25 people. So from the 25 people from my class, just four of us just got a job in the industry right away. So make sure that if you want to study 3D animation, it's not because you like, oh, I like the movies, I like this or that. No, it just has to be because you're good at it, or you think you can be good at it. Just be true to yourself, because it's a lot of money, it's time. So, yeah, like no one wants to spend like that much money for something that you think that you can do, but just be true to yourself and ask yourself really like soul searching and say, hey, can I do this or not? Because it's a big investment. It's a big investment. But that was back in 2006, and now like things have changed a lot. There's so many other options that you can have to learn 3D animation. Like people can learn like from home so easy. There's so many different online courses. You just need a little bit of guidance to see like what you can take or what you can't. Which way to go or not, what schools to go. There's a bunch of options. There's a lot of options. One, YouTube. Like, there's so many things from YouTube. Like, I learned so much from YouTube as well. So many tutorials there. There's some programs that if you want to become a character modeler, there's Shane Olson. It's a really good program, I heard. There's other ones, iAnimate. I heard that it's really good as well. One of the best. I heard that. I'm not an animator. Like, my background mostly is modeling, lighting, and compositing. This is what I have worked mostly. I wish I could animate. Like, I wish. I really love it. But trying to learn, though. Trying to learn some and do some practice once in a while. And but, yeah. So, iAnimate is really good. If you guys are focused, for example, want to focus on motion design, motion graphics and stuff like that, the School of Motion. I have a couple of friends that have taken that program, and it's really, really good. They totally recommend it. Like, I just want to say I'm not affiliated with any of those courses or anything like that. I'm just giving you guys my opinion about it. So, yeah, also depends on the... You guys have to do a lot of research. Just do a lot of research before you go to school. Don't make the same mistake I made. I wish I could have done more research and would have gone to probably a different school that I did. At the end, I was like a, you know, in that time, I was like a 27 years old, 28 years old, and I was like, I came from Colombia, and I wanted to change careers and do something different. I always be passionate about 3D. My background is in industrial design, so that's how I knew that 3D was something that I really want to get into it. I started learning 3D Studio Max back in 1998, and a long time ago. So when we used to do like product visualization, that's what I used to do. I used to use 3D Studio Max, and so always was fascinated. Always was. Remember my first model I did was for class. I did Optimus Prime, and I was, oh, this is awesome. So I start kind of like doing characters now and then, and using it a lot for my university. But yeah, that's I graduated, then I moved to Canada, and I wanted to get more into animation, but I wish I could have done more research and I would have gone to a different school. I wish probably I could have gone to Vancouver Film School. It's one of the best schools around here in Canada, and yeah, their quality of work is amazing. So I wish I would have done it. So just please don't do the same mistakes I have done. That's why I'm creating this podcast as well. That's why I'm contacting you guys through social media. You can contact me. That's why I really want to engage with all the 3D artists around, so we can learn from each other, and I can definitely share my experiences with you guys. Because, yeah, to be honest, I wish I could have go to another school. It's too late now. Now I'm learning from other sources, learning a lot from YouTube. There's a lot of like free courses outside, like online. There's also Gumroad. There's so many cheap courses, Skillshare. Just always look for the reviews. Always look for the reviews and say, oh, this one looks good, but I have seen other courses that are not that great. They don't really teach you much, but still, they're not that expensive. You can get like courses for $10, $14. They're really, really cheap. So take advantage of those tools and resources that you guys have now. If you want to get more into 3D, I will suggest, you know, like take a couple of those courses, like beginning courses, before you decide actually to invest thousands of dollars of going to school, or putting yourself into debt just to get a student loan and go to school for 3D animation, and then you're not gonna like it, or you're not gonna be sure, or you don't know if you're gonna get a job. Another thing that I wanted to tell you guys is that you guys have to be sure, if you want to be a modeler, if you want to be an animator, a lighter, a compositor, just make sure that you kind of like know what your talent is. I knew for sure that I wasn't a good animator, so I focused my reel in modeling and lighting, because, you know, like you don't want to spend time in something that you're not good. When you're going to school, you just have to make sure you get a job out of school. That's your goal. Your goal is to create a good reel and to get a job out of school. Because if you do a little bit of everything, okay, so you are a generalist. To be a generalist is really, really hard. Really hard. So, and to be a generalist, it takes time, it takes years of experience, production experience, working in studios to become a generalist. So yeah, definitely just be true to yourself. Say what I'm good at, just try animation. Then you're not sure about it, try modeling. Oh, okay, you think you can do that, hard surface modeling or character modeling. So just try a little bit of everything in the beginning, and then just focus on what you're really good at and what you really like as well, you know? For example, for me, I really like modeling, but I ended up getting a job as a lighter. And I didn't think that I was going to enjoy so much. I didn't think, oh, I was going to put lights here and there in each shot. No, it was so different. Like, actually, like, being involved in the look development of the shows that I work on, it was really good. It was really neat, and I learned a lot. And you get to see, like, the entire pipeline, how it goes down, because you're the one that is getting all the animations, all the textures, all the rigs, everything. So it's really nice to see. It's really nice to see. Okay, guys, so this is it for this podcast. Share this with your friends. I'm gonna be posting like one podcast a week. I hope you enjoy it. I hope bringing some more quality in my recordings. I'm just driving to work now because that's probably the only time that I have to record this. But anyways, I'm just so excited to start this venture with you guys, and hopefully you can just DM me on Instagram, GomezArt3D. If you have any questions or anything, just don't hesitate to reach out, and I try to help you as much as I can. So take care, guys, and see you next week. Take care, bye. Tell your friends. Take care, bye.